Excited, you know, it's been a long 4 months. Haven't played any competitive football, you know, with a game on the line and a record on the line in a long time, and looking forward to going out there and executing this game plan that we've been trying to put together the last couple weeks.
Sean, what stands out to you when you've been studying this team and you've been looking at for a while?
Talented. You know, they have studs all over the place, from D-line to DBs to great linebackers. You know, it's definitely going to be a challenge for us, but I think once again this game plan that we've had a couple weeks to prepare for, if we can go out there and execute it, we'll definitely find some success.
How do you expect this opener to be different than what you've seen in the preseason?
There's going to be more people in the stands. There's going to be more star guys out on the field. Obviously, you know, anytime anyone transitions from preseason to regular season, they're going to up their game, and it's up to me to do the same, to try to go out and execute everything that coach has been putting together for us.
Do you think you can get a sense of the jump in speed having gone from, you know, college to preseason, or is that going to be something you'll have to kind of...
Absolutely. You know, obviously every team's different, and every team's going to have different guys at every position, but I think I got a little bit of a taste of it playing against Tampa Bay with some of their starters out there, but obviously everything just goes to a whole other level. So my preparation has to go to a whole other level, my mentality has to go to a whole other level, and hopefully I can just match that and do what I've been doing all preseason and try to find some success.
Sean, along those lines, is it a challenge to resist blended rep when you've got the big arm? Probably the better thing to do is to fight for the next play. Or...
why resist? You know, if the play's there, we're definitely going to let it rip. But yeah, definitely. You know, there's definitely going to be opportunity to move the ball on checkdowns. You know, that's in any team out there. You got to understand where your outlet is at all times, and you know, take the big plays when they're given to you. When they're not given to you, understand that 5 to 6 yards is a great play, especially with running backs that we have who can catch the ball and make plays.
I saw Jameis said that to you after the game last week. Did you kind of take that to heart?
I did. And it was funny that his message after that game was very accurate, because that game was kind of the last one in which coach really realized that, you know, I'm trying to push the ball on the field a lot. And that last little hint now is going to allow me to go and next time I'm out there, understand that, once again, a check down is a great play when you have the backs who can catch the ball and move the ways our do.
Deshaun, can you address the fact that at one point David Lee, when he was talking about you, said that you're kind of in the mold of a Ben Roethlisberger and a Joe Flacco, and then Hugh Jackson at one point also said that, you know, he could see you drawing some comparisons to Ben because of your size and arm strength and those sorts of things. What do you think of Ben? Is he somebody that you emulated, and what do you think of being mentioned in the same breath?
Absolutely. You know, Ben grew up around me. He's only about 40 minutes away from me, and his reputation and in my city is something that is well respected. So yeah, I did grow up watching him. You know, there's quite a few Pittsburgh fans in the Toledo area who you know, live and die by his games and his play. And his grit and what he does out on the field is exactly what you have to be successful in the AFC North, and that's why he's been consistently successful. So hopefully I'll be able to pull from that and go out there and compete against him and do my best to try to you know, take over that reputation that he's had in my city.
I don't think there were too many times in your career so far where you just handed off to win a game because of the offense that you played in. If that came to pass, that culture change of just being patient and handing off to pummel an opponent.
I threw the ball 8 times a game my junior year in high school, so I understand handing the ball off and whatever it takes. You know, at this level, there's a lot that goes into every play. Whether it be a simple inside zone handoff, there's going to be 3 or 4 checks I might have to make at the line. So as long as I'm executing my job, which obviously has to do with the run game as well, it's not even going to feel as if I'm being patient, because I'm out there still doing my job and making sure the ball is in our playmakers' hands.
You have 3 new receivers that frankly just arrived. How challenging is that to kind of try and get up to speed and establish chemistry with those new guys?
Absolutely. You know, this is new for me. You know, this league is different than anything I've ever been a part of, in the sense that there's going to be guys who are in and out of this locker room. That's the reality of the fact. But I think it's up to me right now to focus in on my job and how I'm going to execute our game plan, and then allow the development and the chemistry that you need with the receivers just to come along. You know, Coach Jackson is obviously a king at that. He really understands how to make sure that guys are in the right positions to make plays. So as long as, you know, those guys continue to work and we continue to create some chemistry while we're out here preparing, then hopefully we can get out there and make some big plays in games.
The fact that you and Corey in the preseason, though, really seem to establish a connection, is that at least helpful that you know that there's at least one of those guys that you had some success with.
Well, there's four of them. You know, you got Corey out there, you got Duke, you got Kenny, you got Ricardo. Those are all guys I've been throwing the ball to since the day I stepped into this building. So the chemistry is going to be there. And now it's about, you know, placing these new guys into the right positions that they've been in the past where they've experienced success into our offense now.
Sean, you talked about being familiar with this franchise growing up in Toledo. So what does Brian Steelers mean to you when you think of
it? I mean, I definitely have a lot of respect for this game. I think that this rivalry, you know, within our division and our conference is one that really shows you what Northern Midwest football is. It's hard-nosed. It's tough. You know, the fan bases are the same way. The cities are the same way. We all kind of grew up the same way in the sense that, you know, it's blue collars it gets. So now to be a part of this and to obviously represent, you know, Cleveland in this rivalry, I'm looking forward to going out there and representing the city and everything that comes along with this.
What did you consider Notre Dame's biggest rivalry in your 2 years?
It bounced back and forth between SC and Stanford. Those two California teams obviously gave us a big run.
So what's it like, you know, like you said, you grew up, you know, 40 minutes away from your hometown,
yeah.
40 minutes apart. Knowing his reputation all those years, and now here you are in your first NFL game going up against him on the other side of the field.
It's surreal. You know, there's a lot of that that's happening. You know, I step out there in all the preseason games that I play, and I look at guys that I've been watching on TV since, you know, I've been young. You know, Big Ben's been playing in this league since I've been in grade school. So that's just a really weird concept. But at the same time, his 11 on the offense are going against my 11, you know, and our 11 on offense are going against his defense. So he's going to become an enemy as soon as that ball gets snapped and we flip the coin. So I look forward to being out there. There's going to be a lot of those games where we step out there and I'm going against guys that I've been looking up to. But I think it's my job just to take some of the things that they've been doing to create their success in the league and try to create my own.
What makes Roethlisberger distinctive?
His grit. You know, he's a guy who doesn't go down easy. He's a guy who obviously prepares like the best of them. And then, you know, within this conference, once again, you have to be a guy who's weatherproof, a guy who's, you know, as tough as it gets. And that's something that I'm going to have to be able to do here in Cleveland, being so close to Pittsburgh, the way that he's done things.
How has Hugh challenged you as in preparing for the game, and what has been his main message?
You know, it's creating a process and sticking to it. You know, the success that I've had in the preseason was because of the things that he's taught me, the way that you go about film study, the way that you go about how you practice and walkthroughs and things like that. And he's challenging me to take that to another level, to make sure that this truly becomes who I am week to week, rather than having, you know, 1 week of great preparation and slacking off another. So he's been challenging me to continue to stay in the playbook, stay in the game plan, and continue to watch as much film as I possibly can.
You've been thrown against Joe Hayden all summer. Would we expect that to change on Sunday?
You know, you got to take what the defense gives you. In this league, there's going to be a lot of great corners you play against. Obviously, I have a lot of respect for Joe, and, you know, he took me in with open arms when I got here in Cleveland and showed me the reins around here. But now it's about going out there and making sure that where the plays are, you know, needed, we're going to go after them and try to make them.
Sean, take us back to your first start in high school, in college, what you remember.
First start in high school, played against Detroit Crockett my sophomore year. Came down to the last play and didn't make it. First start in college, first time stepping in college, came down to the last play and did make it. So I've had a lot of experience being thrown to the fire and, you know, going out there and being asked to execute and represent all the older guys in the team and so forth and so on. So now this is an opportunity here where I know I'm going to have to step up and put ourselves in the position to win in the fourth quarter.
How much time have you spent thinking about what the emotions are going to be like when you either run out of the tunnel or first run into the huddle?
Not much. There's so much in between now and then. You know, there's a lot that we have to do game plan wise to make sure that we're executing and doing things to the best of our abilities. Right now, my focus has been on simply making sure that everyone around me is in a position to be successful on Sunday. So we'll think about those emotions and preparing for that maybe Saturday before the game.
Do you expect it to be something significant?
Absolutely. You know, this is a dream come true. This is my first ever start, my first ever regular season game. So yeah, when that time comes, I'm sure it's going to be fun. But as soon as that you know, coin flips and we're out there with the ball in our hands, I'm sure it's just going to go back to the job that it is.
Will you be nervous, do you think?
No, I don't necessarily experience nerves, I don't think. I get really excited. But after I'm out there and you know, we're locked in and doing the things that we've been doing, preparation typically takes over and the nerves go away, and it's all about just trying to execute. Yeah.
What do you think of being mentioned in the same breath?
It's weird. Once again, it's weird. You know, once he was in NFL when I was in sixth and seventh grade. I mean, I'm sure I drafted him in fantasy leagues when I wasn't even near playing at this level. So it's definitely different. But it comes with a new job, and I'm looking forward to going out there and you know, trying to compete at a level that he competes at.
What's your pregame routine to keep yourself from getting too weird?
I'm a little different than most. You know, a lot of people like to put on headphones, and they kind of create a false reality to try to get hyped up and stay locked in. For me, I don't like to listen to music. I like to be out there experiencing and allowing the moment to build so that when you step out there for your first play, you kind of already felt that. You already heard, you know, all the crowd. You already smelled the smells, and you're ready to go. I think when you put headphones on, once again, you create something that's not real. You see the things, but you don't hear them, and you're still in your own head. But for me, I like to be out there, you know, hearing everything, feeling everything. So when it comes time to go out there and play, I'm ready to go.